I was lunching with my coworkers the other day, and one of them mentioned a Lifehacker article on fitness, which was basically a Q&A with this guy that runs a company called Fitocracy, and it's just kind of an online forum where people motivate each other about fitness. And one of this guy's central tenets for getting fit fast is a concept of fitness ROI, which is basically your return in good lookingness or in personal health that you get from time invested doing fitness. So his contention was that you could actually get fairly fit even on 30 to 40 minutes three times a week. And his suggestion was to simply do strength training, and especially recommended doing barbell training. He thinks that the idea of doing a bunch of cardio is overrated, to the point where in many cases you can do, you know, there's a lot of times you can be very disciplined about doing exercise, but you might not see that many results out of it.
Now, I have heard similar. I was listening to someone talk about something similar the other day, that we have kind of misconceptions about how we exercise and our fitness, and that that the way we're taught, especially in like gym class or something, where it's like, oh, we got to do calisthenics, and then we got to do running, and then we got to do all these different exercises. They really end up preparing you for like marathon running, as opposed to what you're talking about, which is just like being fit, which I find very interesting. You know, the amount of work you have to do to be fit is limited in comparison to what you actually have to do to be run the 5K or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's funny because so much of fitness is progressive, you know, and it's about improving how much you can lift or how fast you can run. And for me, I would like to make fitness something that I don't have to think about. I'd like it to just be a thing. I do it and I am healthy and look good because of it. And there's not a lot of additional thought and planning that I have to put into it.
But what's standing in your way then right now? What are you doing currently, I should ask?
Well, I think the issue is you lose motivation. If you don't have progress, if you don't have a goal in mind, it's very hard to get up and work hard at fitness if it's simply something to maintain a steady state, apparently. And I guess I've borne that out personally.
But wouldn't you feel a change regardless of if you were aiming just to be fit, and maybe if you were lifting barbells or whatnot, and you would see a change? You may not be able to run the New York Marathon, but you would feel better and you would look better maybe when you stare at yourself in the mirror, as you do. I'm assuming that you do
all the time.
With your shirt on.
Doesn't it depend on what your goals are as well, in terms of what's going to be most effective?
Well, I mean, I will become more fit if I regularly do a planned fitness program.
That's pretty logical. If you work out in some way, you will be more fit. But then what does your goal become? Like, it seems like you're desiring to enter or embark on this plan to kind of do the minimal amount in order to be physically fit, but that your end goal for this fitness program is kind of amorphous.
But so aren't there are a couple different reasons, from what I can tell at least, why you would want to be fit. One is the simple, like, overall health. Like, you don't want to die when you're 35, you know? You want to have overall health, and then that involves having a healthy heart and lungs and whatever. Then there's, you want to have a hot bod, you know? You want to look good for the ladies or for yourself.
Can
or whatever.
You use that phrase about 10 more times before we're done talking about this? Because I get so much joy out of hearing it. Hot bod.
So as I was saying, hot bod, that is another
perfect
another choice there, another reason to be working out.
A beach body.
Another one is just some people just enjoy how it feels when they work out, the endorphin rush and everything. So that's one. I guess presumably if you have that reason to work out, you're not really having this discussion anyway, so we can ignore them. Then there's you want to be able to do something physical, like you want to run a 5K or a marathon, or you want to be in shape to play pickup basketball with your buddies or whatever, like stuff like that. And so those seem to me like the main reasons why one would work out. But depending on what your goal is, I feel like what you would do differs. So if your goal is to run a marathon, then
but I think
lifting weights is probably not your best bet.
Don't you think a lot of people bring to the table like a guilt from when they were in better shape?
I totally do.
Like, yeah.
I am in terrible shape now relative to how I was, say, high school.
That doesn't mean you're in bad shape. I think that's where I hurt the most. You know, I've been trying to walk more because I've learned and have done some research about like what it takes to be a physically fit human being and a healthy person who exercises, which is not the same as like running every day or like going to the gym and pumping iron. That's different than being physically fit. But I feel guilty because there was a time in my life when I could play water polo and I was swimming like a mile a day and I was being batted around by giant muscled high school boys and I just was like in tip-top shape. I've never been in better shape. I had muscles. They were definable in some – well, I was kind of scrawny, but it felt like I had muscles. And there was I feel guilty. I'm like, man, I'll never be in that shape again. Look at my gut and I suck. I'm terrible. I'll never get back in shape. But really, I'm probably in better shape than other people maybe in my age. Certainly not the people who go to the gym all the time. But I'm exerting myself physically and thus am probably in some – well, I'm probably still obese by some weird statistic, but I feel fit.
I think obese might be a little strong for you, Patches.
I'm pretty obese.
Yeah.
I eat like 8 cows a week.
Okay.
Raw. But Ryan, that's what I'm asking you. Like, it sounds like you're kind of weighing your options here about what your – exercise plan should be and what that goal ends up being for you.
I mean, I think that's the thing I am struggling with now is what should that end goal be? I mean, should it be energy? Should it be simply maintaining my weight? Should it be getting muscles?
Do you do any exercise right now?
I do. I kind of do. I do a lot of swimming now that I'm back at the hotel. I'm kind of in a phase right now where, you know, I've just kind of started this new traveling routine, so I need to develop a fitness plan to go along with it. So I used to do P90X pretty regularly, and
wow,
then that kind of fell off. And then I've started doing a little bit of Insanity because that's pretty easy to do.
What is that called? Involved.
Insanity.
What is that? Great.
It's with Sean T.
That sounds tough.
Yeah, there's it's a lot of like running and jumping and then stretching and then more running and jumping.
But that's a sort of plan, and P90X is the same way. Like, that's an intense workout, and I did it for like 2 weeks straight back in the days when I was working from home because I had more time and I could do it at home without being embarrassed in front of my roommate. But it does seem like something that's not necessary. You don't need to do P90X to be in shape, and you don't need to do Insanity necessarily to be in shape. You do have to do it to like be muscular, and maybe that's the goal, but I don't know. At a certain point, I don't really know what you gain from that, unless that you're really intense about working out.
Well, I mean, that's really the question, is how you, I mean, what do you consider a base level of fitness? Like, one of the reasons that I like the exercise videos is they make me work harder than I normally would. Like, if I didn't have the videos to watch, I'd probably just like go on the treadmill for 30 minutes. And I don't think you get good, you know, fitness ROI out of that. I guess a lot of things in life, I'm like, well, if I'm going to do it, I may as well like get maximum benefit out of it or be as efficient as possible about it. I guess I apply that to fitness too, that if I'm going to invest the time doing fitness, I may as well like get a really good workout.
Right. You want to be able to like punch a guy's face off.
So the issue I have with that sometimes is I feel the same way, sort of, where if I'm going to work out, I want to like do a good workout. Like I want to be a, like I want to, you know, run 5 miles or do something like a significant so I can feel like, yeah, I did a good workout. But the problem is that's hard and it makes me not want to work out anymore, you know?
Right. You don't want it to feel guilty.
But then I won't run again for another like 3 weeks.
Yeah. You don't want it to feel like a guilt-driven thing, like you're failing all the time and that you need to combat your failure. You don't want to have to defeat something. You want to accomplish something when you work out. I've begun to feel this way by doing something as simple as walking. Like I said, I've been getting up really early in the morning and just walking at a high pace. I should say, at a higher than normal pace, so that it feels a little bit more like exercise and fitness. And I feel good about it. Like I come home and I'm glad that I went out really early in the morning, got my energy, my juices flowing, and I feel good about it. But there was a time like when I was doing the P90X, I'm like, I am a fat fuck and I feel horrible about myself. And I was pushing myself towards a goal that was unnecessary now that I look back on it. Like, you don't want to feel horrible.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
I think it's important. Sorry, go ahead, Ryan.
I was just going to say, I think that I've become more zen about what's an acceptable level of physical fitness.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that. I mean, would you ever do something like meditation or would you do yoga, something that might not be like pumping iron like the guys or something, but that would be more – that would put you in tune with yourself, because it sounds like what you might want is just more comfort with the body that you have than just being like a ripped piece of meat.
I do a little bit of yoga, but I guess the thing is for me, I get a lot of excess energy. If I don't work out, I actually get like sometimes my hands shake a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
Or get like nervous energy. So it's very important for me to do some kind of more intense exercise than that, just to like, you know, burn off that extra electrons bouncing around.
Is that what it is? I don't know the science of the shaking hand syndrome when you have too much energy. I guess that's kineticism versus I can't remember physical science.
Definitely kineticism.
Yes,
we can just make up scientific sounding words in your books.
Joules. No, Joules. I'm sorry. Joules.
Too many Joules.
And Joules. I have like 8 friends named Joel, and they're all really into exercise. Well, I hope that you find a path worthy of going on, Ryan. Do you feel like you have a goal in sight now that you've been exploring this issue, or
I do. So the issue is that I don't have barbells, which are like the giant bars.
You can get mini barbells.
Oh, I didn't know this.
I think they make little like 2 pounders or 5 pounders. You don't need the American Gladiator style giant barbells.
Oh, I think those are dumbbells.
Yeah, those are dumbbells.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just learned this too. Don't feel bad. But so my plan instead is to just do also P90X.
So you are doing the P90X Insanity? You're doing Insanity currently?
I'm going to revise the P90X. So I'm just going to do, based on this guy's theory that the strength training is so much more important than the cardio, I'm only going to commit to doing the 3 strength days a week.
Hmm.
And then I'll do the cardio days if I am more motivated, but like I'm going to try to make the personal commitment to definitely get the strength days done and see what happens.
Do you take walks? I mean, I feel like people can get natural cardio, so maybe it won't be an issue for you.
Right now, I do try to go out and take walks sometimes, but where I'm living right now, there isn't walking.
I think actually when you threw this idea out to us and told us about fitness return of your investment, I Googled that, and there's a website out there called Fitness Return of Investment, and they were all about the mental side of things, you know, that you just have to be part of it is the grind. Part of it is being okay with the grind or being comfortable and being positive about it. And, you know, Rajan, I think it sounded like you were kind of on my same page, where it's like at a certain point, you just got to get over the guilt. You got to find a rhythm, and you have to stop worrying. Like, we talk about the goals and that being important to getting to that point and driving yourself. But at a certain point with fitness, I feel like you have to let go of the goal. There is no goal. You just have to be able to enjoy it.
I think the important thing with fitness is just to be doing something. It doesn't really matter what you're doing and how intense it is or whatever. Just be doing something. And the best way to continue doing something is if you do something that you actually enjoy doing. And so, if working out or doing your physical fitness regimen is intensely like painful and embarrassing and like it makes you feel bad about yourself and it's painful and everything, then you're never going to achieve that hot bod.